Checkmate Show on FUBAR Radio. And Mr. Robbie Knox has just waltzed his way into the studio.
Warmest regards.
How are you?
Nice, thank you.
Knox. Hello.
Welcome. Hello, how are you?
Got your headphones on, all sorted, all settled?
Yeah, they already work properly, but oh yeah, they do now. Oh, they're going in and out.
Yeah, I had them earlier.
You jitterbugged your way in there, didn't you, Robbie?
I did, I really enjoyed that song. I've never heard it before and it was thoroughly brilliant.
Yeah, Will, good shout, mate.
Thank
good
choice. Well, thank you, Judith.
Oh, is that your mum's favourite song, or just
no,
because
she introduced
that?
Me to it.
I can imagine your mum cooking a morning fry up listening to that.
In an apron.
Breaking eggs in time. Thank you very much.
Laura's just brought in some water, so
the other mic. Thank you. But yeah.
Have you got yourself some water, Laura? Are you sure? Okay.
She's
if you want it, you know where it is.
Take care of yourself, Laura.
Yeah. Treat yourself.
Hydrate. Always hydrate everyone.
I love winding her up. She thinks I'm a cop. Because I am. love your T-shirt, by the way, Robbie.
Thank you very much. You've seen that before, haven't you?
I have seen it before. It's just loads of little ice creams on a...
It's lovely.
Lollies.
Where's that from?
It's from a little boutique I know called H&M.
He's a sucker for a good T-shirt. Yeah. Because it's a lolly.
Yeah, I got it, Tom. I got it. I ignored
it. I'll explain
it.
Jake's later.
I moved on.
Do you suck lollies? You sort of lick them, do you?
Yeah, you do.
I suck them. Get all the flavour out. It's just watery.
We're talking ice lolly, though, not like a lollipop, to be clear.
Right. True. Knox, I've just compiled a few questions for you, mate. I just want to see how you were back in your dating years and also, along the way, give Willie here, the single guy, a little bit of advice on how he can pull.
Okay.
That'd be great.
Right.
So let's start with going back to when you were single. What was one technique you would use to pull the ladies?
Drinking. Getting them drunk, really. But not like a sort of weird, not like too drunk.
Okay.
You know, just to the stage where they make bad life decisions.
What, going home a Knox?
Yeah.
Oh, was you always the guy that had the place, or was they? Did you go to theirs?
Place. I mean, I would say generally, yeah, probably mine. I'd say, yeah.
Yeah. Fair play. So just getting pissed, essentially, Will.
Okay. It's a tried and tested method for men over the years.
Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah, it's not Robbie's. Yeah.
I've not invented
secret,
it.
Secret
it's not, gather around, lads. I've got a top secret surprise. You will not believe what I've discovered.
In a nutshell, we're going to go straight to it. What would be your one bit of advice for how William can get a lovely lady?
How old are you, Will?
I'm 24, Robbie.
Okay. You're on the cusp of glory, basically. Because what happens is, when you're about 18, it's really hard to... chat with women, I find it's all quite hard. They've got all the power, but they get to around in London, it's around sort of 27. So just bide your time, mate, and you'll be fine.
So wait for the panic, Will.
Yeah. Wait for the panic, and then just pick them off.
You're like a panic purchase.
That's me. Effect,
yeah,
Will.
I don't.
That's me getting married.
Don't think you should kill them.
Sorry, Robert. Or was you just playing Call of Duty with them?
That's ideal.
Yeah.
Bit of Football Manager on the side.
But never Heart of Darkness.
Oh, come on.
Is that what it was called?
Yeah,
How did I remember that? Robbie, have you ever played Heart of Darkness?
Is that like a video game, or is it just like a sort of evil thing to do?
It's a description about Will's heart.
Oh. No,
what,
I have not.
What format was it? PlayStation?
PlayStation.
No, never heard of it.
Okay. Rob, is there anything wrong with sleeping around? That is a big question for a seasoned pro.
As a single young man?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. Or a young woman.
Okay.
Just hoping for everyone. Yeah, of course. Yeah. Have fun.
Fill your boots.
What's your opinion of this, like, post-Tinder era? Tinder era.
As a married man, I find Tinder fascinating because we didn't have that in my day. But you didn't have mobile phones when I was younger, and you couldn't phone up. You didn't have texting or email in my teenage years. You'd have to, like, go out to a payphone with 20p or 10p.
Yeah.
And make a phone call and then have to ask their parents, can I speak to Laura, please?
And that'd take another 10p. Yeah. You'd be like, shoot, well, I've got to need another coin.
Yeah, you know, but generally you wouldn't get beyond 10p. They go, no, mate. And then that's your 10p done.
Fair play. If you was to break up with your lovely wife, what's her name again? Sorry.
Me. Jesus!
No, let's hear him out. If she's got a good case, I'll text her. Actually, I've got Facebook open. I'll put it on the wall.
Phil Collins broke up with his missus over fax.
He did, yeah.
Really?
Bit of trivia for you.
Lad.
Well,
Uber lad.
Obviously, I'm not insinuating it will break up, but if it was to, do you think you would find it hard to get back on the horse, back in the dating scene?
No, I think I'd be all right.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you not think you've lost it over time?
Nah.
He's still got it.
He's definitely got it.
I think I'm all right,
The way you waltzed in here, you have definitely still got it.
Yeah, I think I'd be okay.
Okay.
I think I should.
Cheers, though. So a bit of pressure on my wife. Yeah.
I should proofread your questions.
Why is that bad?
Just a weird thing to say.
I thought it was all right.
That's fine. Yeah, that's okay. Fine.
I'm quite enjoying this.
I mean,
more than normal.
Oh yeah, just check. That's fine.
It was like a theoretical question.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's like, Tom, do you think you'd find it hard if you and Caitlin were to break up?
Well, Tom definitely would.
Yeah, I'd struggle.
Tom really would.
I'm punching.
Don't say that.
I'm just saying, like, she'll listen back to that and she'll think that's great.
I'm punching.
What? Not punching her. Punching above my weight.
No, I'm saying it too, because if your girlfriend found it great, my girlfriend found it great. Robbie, obviously, you're quite an unusual, funny man.
Yeah. Right. Free next week.
Yeah. That's on the CV.
How did you propose to lovely Beverly?
I proposed on a pedalo.
Did you?
In Weymouth.
Did you?
Was it a swan?
No. Oh.
I cannot remember. She's not a strong swimmer, and I thought that would help my chances if there was a slight sort of menacing threat around
it. Tactical. Yeah. But you did, that's like, I'm not saying that's standard, not many people get proposed to on it, but it's not crazy, but your wedding was a little bit crazy, wasn't it? It's a bit unusual. Tell us about that.
We got the stuff through from the council sort of thing, the wedding people. We're not religious, we weren't having a church thing. And it had all the sort of breakdown of the stuff. And it said things like, as we know, Robbie and Bev share a very special love. I thought, well, he doesn't know that. He's never met us. I could hit her. I don't. But for all he knows, I mean, he's just guessing. So we rewrote it when we were drunk and then just sent it off. I didn't remember what it said. But it was a bit weird. We came in, Bev came into like Darth Vader's music from Star Wars.
That's amazing.
We left a snooker loopy. Have you seen Old School, where they've got the swearing wedding singer bloke? Who's, my friend Kelly, she did that. She sung sweary songs during the ceremony.
That's great. That is great. I want to marry him for that.
That's amazing.
The good, you can look at weddings in two ways. Either it's a massive waste of money, or it's the only time you can spend thousands of pounds on a party without being Puff Daddy and P. Diddy for you youngsters. it's pretty.
That's a good way.
I like that logic.
Yeah. And we binned off a lot of stuff. I don't think we had a cake, because you never go to a wedding. And a cake's like hundreds of pounds, a wedding cake.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And you never go to a wedding and go, it was a wedding, like, oh man, the cake was amazing. So we got rid of that. And in the sort of wedding package we got, because we got married on a Friday in February because it's cheap. And we sort of trade. They had like a Toastmaster bloke in the package. I don't get invited to a lot of weddings for various reasons. And so I said, what's that bloke do? And they said, oh, he just like announces stuff. I went, so can anyone do that? I went, oh, yeah. So can I swap him for booze? So we swapped him for like a round of drinks for everyone. Well,
why not?
And then I went to like the wedding fair at the hotel we're getting married to, just to sort of, I don't know, just went along. And we met the Toastmaster. He said, oh, are you booked in your wedding? I said, yeah, we're getting married here. And he said, oh, I haven't had an email about that. I went, oh, no, sorry, mate, we swapped you for drinks. I thought if that bloke's ever felt bad about a career choice, it's the fact that a bearded hobo-looking man has traded him for booze.
Wow.
That's one drink each. No,
I'm going to get down to the nitty-gritty now. If you think my questions have been novice prior to this
one. No, I thought they were great.
Well, this one, not so much. Is there much difference between being in a relationship like me and Tom are and being married? Is there much, apart from there's a wedding in between?
Well, I don't think that, like, when you get married, there's a magical
There's tax
thing.
Breaks.
Is there? There's tax things.
Is there tax things?
Resort. Well, if you get married and you leave something to your partner, when you're married, they're certain, like, you don't get taxed as much, whereas if it's just a partner.
Oh, but it's when I die?
Yeah.
I don't care.
Oh, yeah. It'll be dead for me.
Dead. I think it's different. It's the longer you're with someone, it's slightly different. I think when you have kids, it's more of a thing than getting married.
Right.
Sort of thing, then
would you advise us to get married, or...?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't care.
No.
Up to you. We had a good day. Yeah.
So you're pro-marriage.
I really do like the way you summed it up, though. You're spending thousands on a party. Make it your day. Don't you be like, oh, people have to do this.
Yeah, and if you're into all the sort of cake and all that, go for it.
Yeah.
But it's pretty boring, isn't it?
Why don't you have calzones?
Yeah.
Calzone. Would you say calzone or calzone?
I'd say calzone.
Yes! Knox is with the Dean.
Yeah, but he's just doing it to be random.
No, he's not.
I'm doing it because it's the world.
Oh, let's play a song.
Yeah, it's Italian, isn't it? No, I've got one more question. Don't let me do the questions.
What do you do if you die?
If you could date any celebrity for a month and Bev would not give a shit, you can do it. You can do whatever you want. Who would it be?
Oh, any of them. Anyone. Don't care, mate. Just anything. Boy, girl, whatever. Lassie. Oh, God, I don't know. I genuinely don't care.
Just you'll take anything.
Who was just to get out of the house.
Who was your celebrity crush growing up?
I don't know. I've never really been that into sort of celebrity crushes, really. Yeah. I like sort of
real people
you meet. Yeah. I don't really like, oh, yeah. Like, you go, like, Jennifer Lawrence looks quite attractive.
Yeah.
But she was quite fun.
Yeah. She'll
but
do.
I don't sit around going, that's her, yeah.
Tweet that out.
Did you
just
get
a picture of
my two dads?
Oh, we'll just
Stacey Keenan, her name is.
Oh, lovely. I'm going to Google that as well.
Stacey Keenan.
Oh. The Jack Mate Show on FUBAR Radio. We are with the lovely Helen Anderson.
Hello.
That was
hello.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right. Will's actually a big, big fan of you.
Oh, thanks, Will.
Yeah, as you know, because I called you up and we spoke about it.
I haven't heard that yet, so.
Okay.
Judging by the first one, I'm excited to listen to it. Yeah.
Hence why I'm sitting all the way over here.
All right, Will, calm down, mate. It's getting a bit weird.
He's getting flustered.
Yeah, I reckon we should do... I actually had to pre-warn Helen before she came in, because I know that you do...
What he's like.
I know what you're like. Yeah, so, Will, without any messing about, mate, just listen to this phone call.
Hello?
Hi, Helen, it's Jack. You OK?
Hello, hi, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. What about you?
I'm just watching Jeremy Kyle.
Anyway, Helen, you still keen to come in on this radio show tomorrow?
Yeah.
Wicked.
Yeah,
yeah. Cool.
We're cool.
I just thought I'd warn you, basically, just because the way the studio's set out is you will actually be sitting next to our producer, Will, who's, he's a lovely guy, but two things. The first thing, he's got very, very bad eczema, so don't get too close to him because he might sort of, like, flake all over you.
Okay.
And second thing is that he's actually got a soft spot for you, and it's like it's got to the stage now where it's got a bit creepy. So I'm kind of just like calling you up, just so distance yourself from him a bit. You'll probably notice within the first sort of 5-10 minutes he'll keep staring at you, and it'll be a bit weird.
Okay.
Cover yourself up as much as possible because he's a bit like Dapper Laugh.
As long as he doesn't like, put his hand into my danger zone.
Yeah, well, he's got a thing for Helen's melons, let's say that. So just dress up and, yeah, because he's weird. He's probably on a list, to be honest. So he's probably looking at you right now, Helen, so... Okay, this is awkward. I just thought I'd call and let you know he's a bit of a creep, okay?
Okay.
All right. Cheers, Helen.
All right, okay.
Bye. Oh, sorry to have that chat, Helen.
Yeah, notice I'm wearing pretty much a cape today.
Done right up to your neck.
Well, you said these were treats.
Stay away from a danger zone, Will.
Oh. Sorry, Mum.
Apologise to Helen as well.
Yeah, sorry, Helen, for doing nothing wrong.
Oh, what's this thing you got? You've done a quiz?
Well, we have made a quiz, me and Wilbot over here.
Oh, Wilbot?
Hello.
How are you, Wilbot?
Yes, I am fine.
you sound like Jeff's son.
No, wrong.
Wilbot, what do you eat for food?
Screws.
Screws. Okay, well, me and Wilbot over here, Wilbot printed these random questions, so it's all completely under Wilbot's name, not mine.
Okay.
Just so you know.
What, because they're shit questions?
Well, no.
Tom, you also had input.
I didn't. But anyway, so we're going to do a little quiz. It's future-based, so we're going to ask you some questions.
Ooh.
But the answers are from the future.
Oh, lovely.
So make of that what you will, sir, madam.
What, so I'm just answering these, or Helen's answering these?
Both of you are.
Oh, we're going head-to-head almost.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, Wilbur, are we doing a system of beeper first, or both of them get an answer?
Both get an answer.
I didn't know what says but...
when a robot thinks.
Computing.
Do we write our answers down, or...?
No. Just one after the other.
Okay, then. Ladies first, as always.
Right. Okay, numero one. This is very specific questions, but when will Jack pass his driving test?
Oh, mugs.
I'm going to say on his next attempt.
Oh, thank you, Helen.
Because I failed the same amount of times with Jack, and I'm sending him the failure... Like energy.
So you passed in your fifth, did you?
Yeah.
I passed in my fourth, I think.
You said fifth last week.
Nah.
You did.
It's my brother, it was my fifth. I beat him by one. It's all right, mate. Same question, Jack.
I'm going to say my next go as well. Because I only had two minors in my
Wilbot,
last one.
Wilbot, what's the answer, please?
Never.
Oh, dear.
Sorry, guys. You both didn't get a point there.
Right.
Numero two, go with you, Jack. When will you, / Jack, as in you.
Yeah.
When will Jack reach a million subscribers on YouTube?
I think the answer to that is never.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Confident. Helen?
I had a look. It said in 6 years' time.
6 years' time?
Oh, dear. Yeah.
Mr. Yeah. Wilbot.
Oh.
7.5 years' time.
Oh, you can remember that, Jack?
Will, what was that based on?
Wilbot. You're talking to Wilbot.
Oh, Wilbot. What was that based on?
Calculations.
Okay. 1-1. No. I ain't got a point, have I? Ever.
No, you haven't got a point. Number three. When will Box of Light have a number one?
Tomorrow.
2018.
2018.
All right, thanks, Jack.
Wilbot, yeah. She said you'll pass for next time. She's giving you all the praises, and you're like
2018.
That's like 3 years away.
Yeah, come on, Jack.
Yeah, well, you been smashing it yet? Are you?
What? She's just done a tour.
Oh, right. I meant in 2018 minutes. So probably next year sometime.
There you go. Good. That's digging.
Thanks, Jack.
Wilbot, compute it.
Go on.
2017, April the 3rd.
I can't get over his shitty robot voice.
Number five, Jack Dean. Will Kanye become president in 2022?
Are we talking about Kanye West?
I think we are. I don't know any other Kanyes.
Will he become president? Nah.
There you go, nah. Helen?
Definitely not.
No. Wilbot?
Go on.
No, he does not.
Who does, Wilbot?
Donald Trump.
Donald Thump.
Donald Thump. Number six. Helen, when will we win a Sony Award for this show?
Oh.
I'd say in December 2016.
Oh, right, that's specific.
13 months ago, lads.
What? You're right, go on. Just want the answer.
I'd say December 2015.
Ooh.
Couple of days. Sony, if you're
Wilbot, can you guess how bizarre misery?
February 2018.
Ooh. Oh, cool. You think I'm still going to be doing this shit in 2-3 years' time?
Number seven, this one mugs me off. Does Tom admit to ever lying about scoring 300 goals? Helen, private joke. Helen.
Can I just say,
he
says on air quite a lot that he scored 300 goals
Scored 326 goals, Helen.
That's impossible, so.
Well. Oh, in one match?
No, in a few seasons, bashing him in. Pretty much Beckham, but more goals. Jack.
Nah,
Wilbot.
Liar.
Is that a point or not?
Points to everyone.
Even me?
No, you're a big fat liar.
Okay, I'm going to say fat. Number eight. How many kids will Jack have in the future?
Four.
How many girls and boys?
All
boys.
Do they love him?
And they're all going to look exactly like Jack.
And
they'll just be hating everything.
Oh.
Will they have the jaw?
Imagine all the ladies drooling. What, the old jaw?
They'll be drooling with that jaw. Jack, how many kids do we have?
None. I'm infertile.
Okay.
So that's a way to bring the mood down.
Go on, Wilbot.
None. He's infertile.
Oh, there you go.
It's almost like I know me.
Number nine, Jack. How many different...
How many is there? How many questions is
10.
There? Okay, great.
Yes.
We're near the end.
Tenuous. Number nine. How many different hair colours does Helen have? As in...
Has she had? 12.
Helen, how many different hair colours have you had?
God.
Good, that's a question.
I'm going to probably say around 10. So you're not far off.
Wilbot,
what's the answer?
10.
What? Why have you... This is ridiculous. Why have you... Kill that. I've got
one more.
Forget it.
It's going so well.
You're asking questions based on the future, but you're asking Helen how many hairstyles she's had in the past. It makes no sense, and she's going to know more than I am.
Do not compute.
Do the last one.
The last question.
Oh,
you guys.
I'm ready.
I don't want it to end.
Go on.
Number 10. When does Alfie reveal himself to be a robot? Artificial intelligence.
Alfie Days, we're on about.
I'm guessing.
In 28 weeks later.
Helen.
When all the money's gone.
Oh! Bazinga! What's the answer?
When all the money's gone.
Can you compute the final scores?
Well, she's won it.
Helen is the winner.
Yeah.
Well done.
I just want
to
say,
forget
the quiz, listeners. Thanks to Helen for coming in.
That's all right.
Delightful,
thanks for having me.
As always.
The Jack Mate Show.
Nice, easy. It's Eddie Brett.
Yo.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Come all the way from Braintree.
Oh, yeah.
How long's that on the train?
Well, it's a 45-minute drive to Snaresbrook Station and then about half hour on the Central Line.
Do you get a snack on the way?
I stopped off at McDonald's, now the Monopoly's on
What'd you get?
I got 5 chicken selects and a large sides because you get more stickers.
Yeah, he knows. That's
I,
what
got it sorted.
I always go for that.
Only in Monopoly time, usually.
Yeah. It runs out soon, doesn't it?
Does it? It's just started.
No, it ain't. I've been going about 3-4 weeks now.
Ah.
Yeah, I think it's only got a couple left.
Did you get involved with the rib burger?
The rib burger?
Yeah, the rib burger.
Something's
one.
Telling me that I did and it weren't all that.
Yeah.
Did you like it?
Because my school used to do a rib burger, and I was like, oh, something like that. It was just messy as fuck, it was horrible.
Yeah, I think sometimes some things can be too good to be true sort of scenario.
They sound good, but when you...
Yeah.
When you, like...
Because part of the fun with ribs is the whole bone thing, do you know what I mean?
Nah, not for me.
Nah?
I don't like it. If it's got a bone going through it...
Oh, see, I grew up on chicken and chips, so I'm a big fan of eating off the bone.
Oh, right.
I like chicken, on the bone, but ribs, there's not enough meat on it.
Tell you what's rank.
Oh, go on then.
Curry, I had one in Dubai and it had the bone on in there.
Really? Oh, yeah, not a fan of that. That's like if you get like a Caribbean curry and that and you got all.
You're not expecting that.
You're chewing it, thinking it's a bit of lamb and then your teeth crack and it's and then that's in the bowl now as well, your cracked tooth.
Oh, my God. What a concoction.
When I was in Turkey, I had a sausage that sort of like.
Oh,
sausage.
Right, here we go.
I was in a sauna. The sausage popped out.
It was a sausage and it split and went into 4 bits at the end. It's weird. It looked
like a candle.
Looked like a Catherine wheel, yeah. Catherine wheel. They look like a Catherine wheel. Didn't move. I think myself and Eddie are going to go head to head on a little music quiz.
Yeah, Tom's designed this, haven't you, Thomas?
Do we not have a bit of like?
I think we do.
Pull some music. We're going to
do this in post if you like. Have you got? Are we doing that again? Oh, is that again?
Got any non-copyright stuff?
Oh yeah, you've
got to be careful, Eddie. They get you on the iTunes. They're straight after you.
Yeah.
Fucking bastards.
Copyright.
If you listen, so. Got anything a bit more upbeat though?
Why don't you explain the quiz and I'll
explain
the music.
The quiz. The quiz is basically I'm going to read some lyrics from songs from the eras of 2005 and 2006, the years. And if you say the name of the band and the name of the song, you got 2 points you can get there. So I'm just going to read lyrics, name the song, name the band.
All right, and this is best of 5, is it? Set 10, sorry.
Yep.
10, all right.
We'll see if it takes a while, we'll
skip it along a bit.
We can judge the vibe.
Yeah.
How well it's going down.
Go
that's
then.
A bit better.
Number 1.
Yeah.
Are we writing them down?
You sure are.
Right.
That's why you got some pens.
Right.
Makes sense.
I'm 5 years old, and my dad's a giant, sitting beside me, and the engine rattles my bum like a berserk.
Oh, thought I was there and then
so I'm 5 years old and my dad's a giant sitting beside me and the engine rattles my bum like a berserk.
I think I know this.
I can't remember the artist though.
Oh,
got a funny name.
It's a bit of a funny one. Yeah, the name's a bit weird.
It's Dutch or something.
Yeah I think so.
Come on, Tom.
Number 2.
Ooh.
Drinking for 2. Drinking with you when drinking was new.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Throwing a few curveballs in
it. I'm not doing choruses. A couple of them I am, but I didn't want to make it too easy.
You create your own rules, don't you?
I do sometimes.
Man by no man.
Cool.
This one, I'll be surprised if you get this one. Calling on the stars to fall and catch the silver sunlight in your hands. Come for me and set me free.
Lift me up on the stars to fall.
Take me where I stand.
But I don't know the name.
You'll kick yourself for the...
Do that one again, Tom.
Calling on the stars to fall. You catch the silver sunlight in your hands.
Do you know what's annoying about
Come
this?
Is
because I love Nevermind the Buzzcocks and I watch it at home and I smash it.
Yeah.
And then this is giving me that understanding that if it's there, it's like.
Lift me up,
the lights,
where I stand.
Pressure, the heat, it all gets to.
You used to work on Nevermind the Buzzcocks, didn't you?
I did, as a
and
runner.
And shooting stars, didn't you?
Yeah.
I did the circuit.
And,
I take it you've let the running go ever since.
Eddie.
You give it
minus a point, Eddie, for that. So number 4. That's why whenever I come round, she's all over you. I know you want it.
It's like a Mills and Boom.
It's not a lot to work with there.
No.
I can make it slightly easier.
Go
That's
on.
Why whenever I come around, she's all over you. She's all over you.
Oh.
I know you want it. I know you want it.
No.
Don't hum it.
Yeah, but that's not 2005. I'm thinking.
This is the era 2005, 2006.
Yeah.
Era, 10 years.
Time flies.
Yeah, next.
number five.
Yes.
Well, she smarted me on the subway. Yeah. She was with another man.
Yeah. Oh, come on. Come on.
But I won't lose no sleep.
Do you know this?
Because I've got a plan.
Oh, yeah.
Someone give him a clue just then?
No.
You don't need a clue for that. It was all over
number
the fucking
six.
Radio.
Oh, baby, when you talk like that, you make a woman go mad. So be wise and keep on reading the signs of me body.
Me body.
You
talk like that.
I don't fucking see it coming. Go mad. Jump and jump and stamp and reading the signs of me body. Number seven.
Yeah.
I've got a feeling in my stomach. Started to wonder what this story might be. What this story might be. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's quite tricky, aren't it?
Oh, yeah. Very tricky. This is FUBAR Radio.
This one will be easy, I think. We'll get this one.
Okay, mate. Go on.
You ready?
Yeah.
Number eight. My heroes had the heart to lose their lives out on a limb. And all I remember is thinking...
Yeah.
I want to be like them.
Oh, we got that.
Yeah.
Jack, straight in there.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, wow. I didn't know that, Jack.
If you didn't get it, it might be making you feel a certain way if you can't get that
one. Eddie's struggling over there.
And, yeah, it's my favourite song of all time.
Oh. That's probably why he got it then.
Yeah.
It does help.
Is it?
Yeah.
That?
It's
you must be crazy.
That's top three.
I'm not.
I'm mad.
That's your favourite song of all time?
You must be crazy if that's
I'm
your favourite song.
I'm madness. Yeah. Madness.
More bonkers.
Number nine. Because I... need time. My heart is numb. It has no feeling. So why am I still healing?
So I do that again.
Because I need time. My heart is numb. It has no feeling. So why am I still healing?
I know it. I know
I think
it.
It's because you're not singing.
I know it's why. That's why. That's why it's hard.
So
why in the game, William?
Yes.
Because why are you giving them away?
It's literally just said.
Just need time. That's one thing you haven't got, mate. You stupid bellend.
I can't think of it.
Right, number 10. I was so lost back then, but with a little help from my friends, I found a light in the tunnel at the end. He called me up on the phone. Read it terribly. I was so lost back then. But with a little help from my friends, I found a light in the tunnel at the end. He called me up on the phone. Terrible last line, isn't it? He called me up on the phone.
I just got the Beatles in my...
Yeah. Right.
Answer time.
Now for the answers to the musical extravaganza quiz. Just an accent, any accent.
Just a vague accent.
Just a vague accent.
Go.
Number one was... What was Eddie?
JCB, but I can't give you the name of the artist.
Nizloppy.
Yes, Nizloppy. There we go.
That's right.
Two for me.
Number two, Jack.
Yes. Stereophonics.
Yep, what's the song?
You know?
I've got Stereophonics. I couldn't think of the song either. I think it's the name of their album. Something like Drinking, Smoking...
Dakota.
It's Dakota, it is Dakota.
Doesn't count, though, if you didn't write it down.
I've got it written down.
So why didn't you fucking say it?
I wondered if you knew it.
Yeah, he's playing them games. Well, funny, because I left a blank space after that, so I'm just going to put it in there.
So number three.
Yeah.
You guys were... This one was getting your nerves a bit.
Yeah.
What was this one again?
It was...
Calling on the Stars to Fall. And catch the silver sunlight in your hands.
Well, it's a dance track.
No.
And I put Stars to Fall as the track name.
Okay, well, that's wrong. Let's put a cross by that.
Okay.
Jack?
I didn't write that.
It's by Oasis. Song. Hey, Layla. Lila?
Lila.
Oh, Lila. See, we set each other on the wrong...
Yeah.
Waiting for the stars to come.
Yeah, it's that one.
It's not.
Shit!
Anyway, it's not that.
It was for us.
Number four, Jack.
Read the lyrics.
Why did you got the answer in there, right?
Yeah, but I need you to read the lyrics.
That's why whenever I come around, she's all over you. She's all over you. I know you want it. I know you want it.
I put, do you want it? This pie.
What?
Do you want it? This pie.
No, that's wrong.
Okay.
I put Nelly My House.
No, it's Doncha by the Pussycat Dolls.
Oh.
I know you want it.
Next one?
But Nelly My House would be a good one for next time.
Well, next time you come, we'll do that one. For sure.
Yeah,
number five.
This one was easy. I think we both got this.
James Blunt.
Yep.
Beautiful.
Yep.
Two Boys.
Number six, Jack did sing this one, so I'm sure you got it.
Shakira, Hips Don't Lie.
Yes. Ding, ding.
Ding, ding.
Number seven. Now, this one, I imagine, probably isn't both your song tastes.
No, it is, yeah. So, Arctic Monkeys, The Sun Goes Down, right?
Yep.
Oh, you twitted that Arctic Monkeys not as
I
well.
I did, yeah, I got Arctic Monkeys. I put the wrong title. I put Scummy Man.
No, it's not that.
I think if you Google it, it comes up in brackets.
So no, it's wrong, mate.
It should be 3 points.
But you haven't got any brackets around there, so we can't accept it, I'm afraid.
1 point.
Oh, brackets!
Number eight.
Yeah.
I overheard someone make a reference to being bonkers for not getting it.
Oh, he got you! Yeah. So you threw him off.
I said crazy 3 times.
I said madness.
But it's Crazy by Gnarls Barkley.
Yeah!
I took Bonkers and put Dizzy Rascal.
he fell for it.
I know, these dirty tricks.
Number 9.
Take That, Patience.
Yep. Yeah.
And number 10.
Number 10. Do you know 10. What it is, Will?
Didn't even put anything.
Nah.
Go on.
It was Lily Allen, Smile.
Lily Allen, Smile?
I was so lost back then.
I was so lost back then.
There you go. So if you want to count up your scores, guys...
Play some smooth jazz music in between while they guys count the score. That was Tom Norris there with another great quiz.
The music extravaganza.
There'll be more of that whenever we choose to.
Whenever we have
that was good fun. I'm confident.
Yeah. Right, how many you got then?
I got 11.
I just nipped you, I got 10.
Oh! Did I? 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. Yeah.
Tom's just verifying the scores.
You put the feel in, patience.
What
is
it?
Just take that.
Oh!
Take that.
Oh
before.
My god!
Take that patience. It's not the feeling.
It's 10-10.
Yeah.
Oh my god, you need to.
It's a tiebreaker.
Oh, thank god we got a tiebreaker.
I think it gets minus points for cheating.
Yeah. I didn't know it cheated.
I could have cheated on the whole Dakota thing, but.
Yeah, he's only given himself 1 point.
Yeah.
I'm just hearing it in my ear, actually.
I didn't know I cheated. The Jack Mate Show on FUBAR Radio. We're joined by the lovely man that is Vooj. Hello, mate.
Yo, what are you saying?
How do you... Is it Vianic?
You know what? I've had this issue. I don't think I went into my online career thinking about how I'm going to market myself.
Nah.
And the surname thing has been an issue.
Yeah.
Because you say it correctly, Vujanic.
Vujanic.
The J is a year, like, you know, like Ljungberg.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So the J is a year.
Yeah,
and then when I started making videos and stuff, and people were like, oh, what's your name? It'll be, they'll say Vujanic. You know where that leads to.
Yeah.
And it kind of becomes a bit... And then I've just gone with Vooj now. I'm like, just call me Vooj.
Yeah.
So and even I kind of accepted, like, oh, it's Vujanic. Yeah. Yeah, what's your name, David? I'd say Vujanic.
Oh, right.
It's crazy. You start believing what people tell you your name is.
You should just went with David Owen. That's what Spencer done, isn't it?
Wait, his surname's Owen, though, right?
No.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Bitch.
Wait.
No.
Spencer Owen, his surname isn't Owen.
Nah.
It's the fourth wall being brought down.
Why is his name Owen, then?
What is his last name?
Carmichael Brown.
Wait, now get out of here.
Yeah.
He knows. Fuck off. This is sick.
You can
swear on radio.
You can say what you want.
Fucking hell.
This is amazing.
Fucking hell.
I can't. Wait, how can we do this? What's the legalities? Why are we allowed? Like, this is amazing.
You can say anything you want, you just can't libel as someone. So you can't say David Cameron
is a
pig. You can say allegedly fucked a pig.
I got you.
Yeah.
It's just the laws of the land.
You know what? I clocked as well. I was just chilling, looking at the logo of FUBAR.
Mm.
Don't you think it looks a bit like Pornhub?
Like
from here, if you look at it here.
I can't say I've ever been on.
What is this? Pornhub?
Okay,
a little bit.
If you like from here, but anyway, no.
That's an obscure angle.
It's Pornhub. I've never.
It's like Brazzers.
.com.
No, yeah. Do you know what it's meant to be?
Fake taxi.
Do you know what meant to be?
Well, nah.
He's flipping you off.
Are you
serious? He's flipping you off.
Yeah.
Is that what it's meant to be?
Yeah.
Two of them, sandwiched in it.
Oh, wait, is that why it's F-U as well? Like, F-U?
Nah.
Fucked up beyond all recognition.
Wait, it's an army term.
It's a war term.
I still feel like I'm conditioned to be PC when on radio.
So
I want to swear,
that,
but...
Yeah.
Fuck that. This is amazing.
The only what job I could get.
This is actually sick.
So it's time, because obviously, Vooj, you're involved in a lot of football content on YouTube, as we know. Will, producer Will, you have one of the best footballing minds I've ever come across.
Thank you.
Just give me a random fact now. I want to see how good you are. If I give you a team,
right.
Can you name me a couple of players from that team?
Right.
I'm going to go for... I wonder if he can. I'm going to go for... You know when Man City won the league in that dramatic fashion?
Yeah.
Can you? How many of the QPR squad that lost that game?
I was watching it the other day, actually.
Oh, God.
My American flatmate, Jerry, had never seen it. I was like, because he's a Tottenham fan, I was like, he thinks this is an exciting end to a season. Well, let me show you this. I'm going to go Paddy Kenny in goal.
That's too much already.
No, maybe it was...
It was Kenny, wasn't it?
Yeah. Now we're talking... Nader Manua.
Oh, Jesus.
Sean Derry.
He does remember.
Joey Barton got sent off, kicking off major time.
Yeah. He tried to take someone off with him, didn't he?
Yeah. Jamie Mackey scored a downward-headed goal.
Cisse.
He probably knows more than me.
There you go.
Cisse goal was nice.
Oh, Lescott made a mistake.
Yeah, he let it through.
Wasn't tweeting in his pocket, he was just fucking up big time.
And the most important Balotelli touch ever made. When he was on the floor and he just
slips it around. Yeah. You know this, Jack. Everyone knows that.
I don't know who Sean Derry was, mate.
He might not have been there.
Derry sounds a bit out there.
Alright, so we're going to put you head to head. And
fuck,
I think.
I can swear. Fuck, yeah.
Nozza, just to get you involved.
I'm going
to
climb on the side of it and be an outsider.
No way. You like football? Yeah, you're a hammer, though.
We're going three way, we're going triple threat.
Newcastle.
You're a little magpie.
I'm a magpie.
Yeah, you are.
Why Newcastle? How did you.
Family are Northern.
Okay, sick.
All his family support Carlisle, but he's gone Newcastle. I don't know why.
My uncle and my mum support Newcastle, and my dad supports Carlisle. Where's your dad from?
Huh?
Why do you support West Ham?
That's from
Dad is from Bangladesh, actually.
Yeah, so support your local team, Jack.
South London he's from. Dean Ashton, this is question number one. Dean Ashton was...
We all answering this.
Have you got pens and paper, by the way?
Are we? Yeah?
No.
That's all right. I got iPhone.
Yeah, jot it down in your notes. Yeah.
All right.
So number one, Dean Ashton was injured in 2006 by a challenge that ended his playing career. It happened during training by a fellow England teammate. Can anyone tell me who made that challenge? There's three options. Who wants to hear the options?
Yes, me, please, Jack.
Rio Ferdinand, Jamie Carragher, Sean Wright Phillips.
I think.
There. Some of them are a bit tricky.
That is tricky already, bro.
You'll do all right.
Why are you throwing the Wright Phillips curveball in there already? Immediately got my senses tingling.
What, you think it's a curveball?
Oh, Wright Phillips, it's just a bit...
Is this streamed live? Is the camera right in my face?
Recording.
Okay,
cool. We can tell what we want.
Ooh. He's not... Vujan signed a waiver or a release form.
Oh,
so.
Has he?
I hate release forms.
Yeah.
I don't get the point.
No.
It's like, I'm not going to sue you, am I? Do you know what I mean?
Some people would... Poet would. If you're listening to it,
Poet is up for the suing vibes.
Leicester have all but won the Premier League this year, having lost only three games this season. Can you name the teams that have beaten them?
Okay.
Mm. There's a lot of tension in the FUBAR studio.
Are you stuck on the last one?
Yeah.
Same.
Who beat them, bro?
I'll give you all a clue. I'm curveball. That's all I'm saying.
What is that meant to mean?
Just
someone's shit.
Nah. Right. Wow.
What was that?
Tom's just smashing stuff because he doesn't know any of the answers.
Well, I'm going to guess.
In the 07-08 season, which team broke a Premier League record for being the first and only team to have been relegated in March?
Easy, man.
What year was this?
07-08 season. See if that makes any difference to your knowledge.
It fucking does,
that
mate.
Was the 3 years he wasn't watching. It's a proper dirty laugh.
I'm stuck right now. I don't know.
It's not the Jack Howard laugh, isn't it? Okay, number four. Remember the Middlesbrough legend that is Ugo Egyad?
Yes, Jack.
Who can tell me what nationality was he? Or is he? Still alive?
Still alive.
Ugo Egyad.
I think there's a lot of, I think you're throwing curveballs.
Maybe. Question five. List these four goalkeepers in order with who has the most caps for their country. A point for each player in the correct position. We've got Van der Sar. We've got Buffon. We've got Peter Schmeichel. We've got Casillas. That's Van der Sar, Buffon, Peter Schmeichel, Casillas. Put them in orders.
I thought I spelled Casillas.
Don't worry about that, mate.
Put Calais, does that count?
Not really. Question number six.
Hang on, Jack. You're going to have to wait for a joke, mate.
Sorry. That's Van der Sar, Buffon, Casillas, Schmeichel.
Done it.
Which English club used to play their home matches at Plough Lane?
Oh, you little shit. Oh, okay.
This isn't easy.
No, it's not, is it?
You said they were going to be from this season.
Nah, there's some international questions.
We sit the same, by the way, look.
Huh? Oh, yeah, we did. That's a winner's wear.
Bit of a bent back as well.
Yeah, I need to get on that yoga. That's why. That lower back is killing.
Okay. Number seven.
Hang on. I'm still...
Plough Lane.
I mean, I'm probably skipping that one.
Got it.
Number seven. Which footballer was famously quoted as saying, "I play for the money. Football's not my passion." Do you need options?
There's a couple of guys that I think...
I've got it.
Oh, what's that guy that likes to invest in shit?
The whole Liverpool squad.
Dion Dublin. Holmes under the hammer.
No. I think I know who it is, really. What's his name? He's an Arsenal boy.
I've got options if you want options.
Hey, go on, give me the options.
Tarat.
Okay.
Ooh. Joey Barton.
Ooh.
Or Asso Okoto.
Okay. My spelling on this is horrendous.
Oh, so it's not going to be Barton, is it?
You'd be surprised.
It's going to be Tarat or Asso Okoto. Did you put an answer before I gave the three?
Yeah.
And was it on there?
Yeah.
Okay. Emil Heskey, the cult hero.
He's got a banging girlfriend.
Has it?
Allegedly.
Played over 65 games for England.
Decent.
How many goals did he score?
Hey, she's leaving. All right, how many goals? I don't know, man.
Right,
for England?
Yeah, it's a point for the closest one.
So how many goals he scored for England?
Yeah, he played 67 games.
Remember that, the old DJ celebration, Berlin?
67 games, yeah?
Two assists in that game as well.
Yeah, what's up?
Cool.
For Owen.
I'm going to read you a list of teams in order that this man has played for. Can you name the player? So I'm going to read his career.
Right.
So he started off at Norwich, then went to Coventry, Newcastle, Celtic, Blackburn, Liverpool, West Ham, Manchester City, back to Cardiff, back to Liverpool, back to Cardiff.
Got it.
So
that's an illustrious career.
It's loads, isn't it?
It seems like he's a fan of being an Anglo-Saxon as well.
Number 10. The final one. Who remembers ex-Charlton and Portsmouth defender Herman Hreiðarsson?
Certainly do, Jack.
He has a Premier League record, but can you tell me what for? Is it A, scoring own goals for the most number of clubs, B, being relegated the most times, or C, for achieving 3 consecutive red cards?
Interesting.
Mm. Scoring own goals for the most clubs, being relegated the most times, or achieving 3 consecutive red cards.
Right, should we go for the answers?
Yeah, we'll go for the answers. So, the first one, what's the first question, guys? Who injured Dean Ashton? The answer to that was Sean Wright Phillips. Yeah,
Carragher!
That's a point. Bang a point on. The teams, did you notice I didn't say the 3 teams that beat Leicester? I said, can you name the teams?
Oh, get out. You did say 3 teams.
No, I didn't.
100% said 3 teams.
You said 3 teams.
No,
I mentioned 3.
We can listen back to
it. Yeah, we can.
I believe you.
Yeah. It was Arsenal twice and Liverpool.
Who beat them?
So wait, do we get points for that if we were...
How many did you put?
Liverpool, Arsenal, West Brom.
You got 2 points.
I put Arsenal, Liverpool, Swansea.
2 points.
I got Bournemouth, Liverpool, City.
One point.
Will, fuck off.
Who was that team that got relegated in March?
Derby County.
I was an arsehole, I put Newcastle.
Derby.
2 points to these boys.
Damn it.
Derby County.
I won't make a difference if you ask that question.
Oh, Will, you piece of...
Remember the...
It wasn't me.
My
voice.
Hugo Egiok, what nationality was he?
English.
Cameroon.
Oh, English.
Is he?
No!
Curveball.
That was a curveball.
Name me those keepers in order.
Buffon, Casillas, Van der Sar, Schmeichel.
You go.
I've gone that. Buffon, Casillas, Van der Sar, Schmeichel.
I've gone Casillas, Buffon, Schmeichel, Van der Sar.
Oh, no one got it. I thought you got it at the end because these two got it, the first two the wrong way round.
It's Casillas and Buffon.
It's Casillas first, so a point you put him, you did. Buffon second, then Van der Sar.
Oh!
Then Schmeichel.
So you get any in, is it like if you get any in the right place?
You get a point for how many you got in the right place.
We got two in the right place.
You got two.
Everyone got two.
Which English club used to play their home matches at Plough Lane?
Ipswich?
I put Ipswich.
Nope.
Tractor Boys.
It was Wimbledon.
Oh, I wouldn't have got that.
Never.
You didn't know when you said the answer. Wimbledon.
Which footballer was quoted as saying, "I play for the money"?
Asu Okoto.
Yeah. Good article. You should read that.
I put Asu.
I heard he drives a smart car.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Like he's actually just a stingy guy.
He doesn't agree with it. You should read up the article. It's pretty
serious.
Cool. Yeah.
It's business for him.
Yeah. No. A lot of brands come to him and say, "Can you wear these football boots?" And he says, "Nah." And he goes into like JD and buys a £20 pair of boots because for him, it's just he doesn't he kind of feels that playing football, he's got a lot of friends back where he's from. Where's he from?
Cameroon.
Yeah, he feels that they're all still over there, and he's just playing football and getting all this money, so he doesn't flash it about. Seriously? He just drives a normal car.
Why not get the brand deals, send the money back?
That's what I was thinking. Like, Drogba does a lot of that. Okay.
Yeah. How many goals did Heskey score?
14.
Oh, fuck, 14.
27.
I said a point for the closest, and it's going to be you two. He scored 7.
What?
Yeah, he was shit, wasn't he?
Wait, Heskey only has 100 Prem goals, though.
Yeah,
he's in the 100 club, isn't he?
True.
That's why I thought 27. Damn, okay.
I'm going to... Oh, no. The list of teams. Who was that man that played for all those teams?
Who did you go on?
Bellamy.
Point all round.
Yes.
Well, is it Cardiff and Liverpool at the end that got me?
Newcastle helped me out a bit.
Yeah.
But it did, mate.
And what did Herman Hreiðarsson break the record for doing?
A.
What?
Own goals.
B.
Own goals.
You got own goals?
I've got own goals as well.
It's a point for Tom.
Oi, oi! Yeah.
So what was it?
Relegated the most amount of times.
Cheltenham, Portsmouth.
What a shit life.
It was loads. He's got the equal record with Nathan Blake.
Oh, yeah. He used to play up front for Wolverhampton Wanderers.
Yeah.
I've got 10.
I got 7.
You got 10?
Yeah.
You got 10?
You should just have multiple points for multiple answers.
Yeah, you got 10 there for the sound of it.
Wait, what did you get, mate?
I got 8.
I got 7, so...
Oh, Will.
You win, 10.
Should we go to the play?
Well played, well played. The Jack Mate Show on FUBAR Radio. We're here with Mike and Jacob from the Fratocrats. How are you?
We're good.
Fucking hell. Jesus Christ.
Sounds like one hell of a reception there. How are you, boys?
No, but thank you. Thank you. We're very nice.
I'm good. I wish I hadn't had to run here because my brother took me down the wrong road.
Whenever...
A phenomenal act of self-subterfuge right there.
Whenever, like, you feel nervous...
Yeah,
you feel nervous, you always throw me under the bus.
Well, to be fair, this time you did literally take me down the wrong road.
I know I did.
And we had to run here.
Honest mistake.
Well...
I thought twins were supposed to know each other.
No.
Shut up.
You probably get that a lot, don't you?
I made an entire video about all the horrible things people say to us.
Did you?
Yeah,
did you?
All kinds of things.
People come up to us and say things like, "Are your dicks the same size?"
I've been asked, do I sometimes wake up and think I'm Mike?
Constantly.
That's great. That's slightly ignorant,
that's
but great.
That's terrible. Your question's gone, though.
Yeah.
Is that a no?
We've got a twin-based segment.
Go for it.
Later on.
Yeah, that's fine.
So, if you don't mind. You actually do a whole show about twins, though, don't you? Twin joke?
Sort of. No, that's kind of just the title. It's
a gimmick.
It's a gimmick. And we just... It's a sort of, like, sort of kind of variety show kind of thing.
Right.
That we did 15 episodes of on our YouTube channel.
Yeah, people really liked it.
People really liked it. And now we're getting comments on our channel that are just like, "Dead? Question mark?
Are you dead?"
Because apparently if you don't upload to YouTube, you don't exist.
You don't exist anymore. Right. That's the way it is. Are you bringing that back at all? Or?
Yeah. We're going to start filming with... someone
we can say it.
I don't know if we should.
Yes, we can.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If we say it on here, that means she's definitely
okay. Hazel Hayes, do you know Hazel Hayes?
Yeah,
she wants to do something, so we're filming next week.
No, the week after that.
Oh,
what, like a reoccurring Hazel or just
nah.
a...
No, we're just doing
we would never
one
do that.
They don't want to get too big for we might have a few people on again because we have very few friends.
Well, hopefully I'll be added to that roster this time.
Oh, definitely.
Right. We'll see.
What do you mean you'll see? These kind of subscribers have you got? You're like 173,000?
Yeah, bear in mind I did get those about 3 years ago.
Yeah.
They're still there.
They're still there.
They're all dead.
The numbers there.
They're all dead.
Yeah, the numbers
so what was there, like a break that you got or something?
I got featured a couple of times when featuring was a thing.
Oh,
like,
right.
Yeah, before like sort of PewDiePie sort of just... Own that, yeah. But no, you guys, the way I came across you guys is when you were doing your sketches,
mm-hmm.
which I loved, obviously.
Thank you.
Well, we're going to be doing more.
it's not finished.
Yeah,
when
we did Twin Joke, we just kind of ran out of time, and before we come back with Twin Joke, I want to put at least, I don't know, a couple of sketches out, and we've got some ideas, we've filmed some stuff. I'm currently in the edit for one.
Right.
I read a really good idea yesterday for one.
And I love how, like, you're basically baiting everyone to go, "We have got some great ideas."
I know. Well, to be fair, I just hold on.
Yeah, these ideas of ours.
They are really good ideas. You know,
well, tell them some ideas.
No! You know what? This is what you always do, Michael.
Don't bang
the table. You know what? This is something, a genuine gripe I want to bring up. I might as well bring it up on radio, okay? Every time we do a sketch, Mike takes a picture of what we're filming or, like, the camera, and he has ruined jokes that way.
Yeah.
So I had to tweet out the other day,
"Can I just say, I've ruined joke, not plural." Just one joke. I ruined one joke.
So that was a whole series fact for you guys.
Right? Basically.
No, but like you've ruined like costumes and people don't have the immediate reaction when you come up on screen.
Is it not the kind of jokes that like out of context it doesn't really make like
that would be my argument.
Yeah. And that would be the opposite of my argument.
Yeah, I mean when we went charted sketches at one point and like the same kind
didn't
of thing.
Didn't work out.
Yeah, well it just it didn't really. To be honest.
Oh, sorry, I genuinely thought you were still doing it.
How many did we do? Did we do 12?
We did quite a lot, yeah.
We did 12. We made a little trio. We were called 4 Hour Sins. And no, it was all right. It went better than
I was
anticipating. In a minute, we're going to be playing a game called Twinception.
Heard of it?
Bloody hell.
Yeah. Okay. Have you ever thought of that for a word that you can use?
No.
Well, take it.
Take that away, will you?
Okay.
That's for free.
But the rest.
Yeah. You owe us £25 for this appearance. No, we're going to ask you 28 quickfire questions.
Why 28?
Because I was going to do 30 and then I sort of got bored.
Yeah, fair enough. At least you're honest.
Yeah. And then we basically want to see if the usual twin thing of telepathy. Yeah, whether that's a real thing. And you're going to answer at the same time and hopefully you get the same answers.
Okay, cool.
So we'll just do a little tester now.
This should be good.
Reply as quickly as you can. Pick an animal.
Lion. Bird.
So yeah, it'll go well. It'll go a lion bird.
To be fair, that's more of a class of animals than, so I say mammal.
Right.
Fish.
A bird is an animal.
Well, okay, I'm being picky, but I'm just saying. From a taxonomical perspective, I think...
It's a big word.
Yeah. Bigger than ambivalent.
Ambivalent's quite a big word as well. Do you like
did
the
you
word?
Go to university?
I didn't.
No, right.
That is why I am here.
Yeah, it's a hard life, isn't it? Yeah.
So, should we jump straight into this?
Yes.
Yeah? Are you ready for this, Will?
Are you ready for this? Adam, are you ready for this? Adam is ready for this. Hang on. What about this, Jack? You got your little new trick?
Oh, wrong one. Professional.
Go on. Go on, you got this.
No, hang on, I haven't.
Oh, you haven't.
Talk amongst yourself.
Oh, what should we talk about then while you find the fucking track? I tell you, he does this every week. Every week. Any of you boys good at producing radio shows?
we've got sort of degrees in media production. So.
Oh, that'll be more than
and
this
I'm actually
guy.
Recognising all this equipment.
Oh,
I'll probably
lovely.
Pick it up again.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're looking for someone and someone's, I don't know, out of the job.
Well, maybe.
This episode.
Yeah, so if you two just swap. Yeah. What do you guys actually do then?
Oh, I like that.
Like for job? For day job? Yeah, we work at... We both work at the same company.
Oh.
And we work at a production company called Little Dot Studios, who build themselves as a next generation.
Don't insult Apple.
I'm not insulting them. Honestly, hands down, I will say this is
just
the best job I've ever had.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, I've had some pretty shit jobs, so that doesn't necessarily say much, but it is the best job.
You used to work in a care home. He has some stories, but I think it would be in bad taste.
Why are you bringing things up? Every chance funny. He gets, he's like, we used to work in a care home. Tell us all about the dementia.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, I don't want to. It's horrible.
A little bit heavy.
Yeah.
Tell us about dementia. More stories.
Love that shit.
Right. Let's jump straight into it. This is
Twinception.
The Fratocrats are playing Twinception. Let's see how much twins really do. No, telepathy. I'm trying to say something about telepathy, but I don't really know even how to say the word.
Telepathy.
So, point that way, and we'll go quick as you like. Answer at the same time, if possible. Mike and Jacob from the Fratocrats. Number one. Favourite colour?
Red.
Blue.
Shit. Lucky number?
8.
13.
Really?
Yes, 13. There was born.
13's mine as well, so well done. Pick a vegetable.
Carrot. Potato.
You had ages to say
I'm
this.
Sorry. I'm thinking it's not also always an immediate reaction. I don't get asked what's my favourite vegetable every fucking day.
Least preferred country.
North Korea.
Ooh. North Korea. Yeah, I'm with that one. I had a lot there. I was thinking we're shifting through them. All right, go on.
Female celeb crush.
Zero.
Zorro.
Just we gay. So.
Yourself?
Kristen Bell from Veronica Mars.
Male celeb crush.
Nick Frost.
Ryan Reynolds, I fucking love that guy. Yeah. Funny and hilarious. God, I would.
Did not
I
think these are the sort of questions I'd be answering today.
Pick a YouTuber.
Myself.
Oh, ding. That's one.
To be fair, I said myself and he went up. I was like, fuck you, man. Jets and the dead one.
Coffee or tea?
Tea.
Oh. Cats or cows?
Cows.
Oh, they are nailing it now.
I
nailing
hate
it
cats.
Now.
They're vile animals.
Move over, cats.
Fries with that?
Yes.
Oh, how many sugars?
Two.
Three.
Ooh. Oh. Best smell in the world?
Pussy.
Ding dong.
Petrol.
Petrol in a pussy? I don't know, maybe.
God, imagine if pussy smelled like petrol. Do I have more reasons not to go for it?
But you just said you like petrol.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, I don't really want a body part to smell like petrol.
Yeah, but
that's a sign of a serious,
ooh,
like, physical...
Ooh, you're making
me flammable. I had a dream last night where I went down on a girl and I described the taste as alkaline.
Oh, my God. Oh.
As if it wasn't bad enough, eh? Handy or blowy?
Blowy.
Handy. I like a good handy.
Blowy, man.
No, I think it can be brought back. There's an art to it.
Brought back. Ian Watkins?
Fuck off. God damn.
We'll give you one for that. Favourite holiday?
Gran Canaria.
Cornwall.
Oh. You can't be saying it at the same time.
No, Isle of Wight. Isle of Wight will probably.
Yeah, actually, good point. Isle of Wight.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, it wasn't really, yeah.
Favourite type of fish?
Tuna.
You fuck this up. Oh, you've got to go for it.
Sturgeon. I'll say it again. Sturgeon. It's where you get caviar from. I'm
niche.
A big fan.
You haven't tasted caviar.
Yes, I have. I've been to high places.
Niche
Michael.
Fish. Yeah,
shut up, Michael. Shut up.
Favourite Disney film?
The Lion King.
Finding Nemo.
Oh,
God damn it.
Fuck me, the worst twins ever. What's your wanking hand?
Ambidextrous.
Right.
What is that? Everyone's got a designated wanking hand. Once one gets tired, you go with the other one.
How long does it take?
Well, that's why the girls love me.
Oh, as someone who knows my brother pretty well, that is not why.
No. Let me describe. They don't love me like, as in, like, they look at me and they think, ah, I really want to fuck him. I'm just saying that once I get in there...
they know you can wank with either hand. That's it.
They know that I...
They're like, oh, that's impressive.
Saves them a job. So, say anything. Any word?
Poison.
Poo.
Says a lot about you individually. Pick any pizza topping.
Ham and pineapple.
Cheese. I don't know why people need all this shit on their pizza. Cheese pizza's lovely.
Choose a fruit.
Banana. Myself. Myself.
Anal?
Yes.
Obviously.
That's a point. Incest or bestiality?
Beastiality.
Why would you fucking do that, man?
So which animal would you bang if you had to?
A dog.
Straight away. So quick.
Yeah, I've got a question for you after this.
Oh.
I still don't have an answer because I have absolutely no opinion on bestiality other than...
Okay, would you rather fuck like a bison or a dog?
Have a flamingo.
Oh, to be fair, if I had to have sex with a bison or a dog, I'd be bison because then I could be the guy who fucked a bison. If you say I fucked a dog, it's like, you just fucked up. You're sick. If you say I fucked a bison, people want to know more. People are like, really?
Lilo or Stitch?
Lilo.
Stitch.
Come on. Kim K or Kanye?
Neither.
I don't really like him.
No, I would say I would actually say Kim K if I had to.
So you had a point and then you fucked up.
I suppose.
Swear.
Fuck.
Cunt.
Oh! Now finally, say we're the Fratocrats in any accent.
We are the Fratocrats.
Yay. There we go. How many was that?
That was 10.
10 out of 28.
That's so bad.
That's a third almost. A third. Let's just enjoy the...
That's over a third.
Oh. Is it?
Yeah.
It is over the third. Yeah, it is. Well done.
It's like 34%.
34%, that's all I've got to say.
How did you know that?
I said like 34%. I'm not frigging Rain
Man.
Yeah,
but you wouldn't say like percentage. It's like.
Why not?
Ish.
Is there some kind of rule about whether you can say
because
like in front of percentage?
Percentage is really specific. You can't.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Every percentage is very specific.
It's like sister.
What the fuck is... You know if you were at CERN and they were like leading you around and they said, oh, this gets up to, I don't know, like this amount of energy.
I'd be worried.
Would you be like, hey, come on, guys, this isn't fair. You need to be more upfront.
I would be like,
this.
Why are you working here if you can't use percentages right? You don't say like 80%. If you went, okay, we're ready to turn it on. What power are we going to put it on? I don't know, like 80%. Fuck
no,
you. You're fired. Get out. We're going to put it on 60% exactly. Exactly.
You're not
what
even
the fuck
letting
is
me
wrong
talk,
with you?
Michael. You're not even letting me talk. That's between actual scientists. You're having a tour I'm talking about. It's context specific, and since we are in an informal setting, you can go fuck yourself.
You said that we were on a tour around CERN where there would be scientists, so they would be using actual specific percentages.
But at CERN, Michael,
yes.
If you were having a tour, that would be informal at CERN.
So you're saying that they just get Dave, the shit one, to fucking take people
no,
out?
No, a trained tour guide, you know!
Do they even have tours at CERN?
Probably!
Wowzers, well, Charlie. Oh. Why are you filming that?
So that's Mike and Jacob from the Fratocrats, everyone. That was lovely.
Not just twins, friends as well.
Yeah. Not anymore.
God, you talk a lot of shit.
Where can we follow you guys on Twitter?
Oh, on Twitter, I'm at the Jacob Truman.
Yeah.
I'm at Mike Fratocrat. And I should point out that Truman is spelt with an E.
Yeah.
T-R-U-E-M-A-N.
Oh, is it?
I need to be very specific because people, even when I say it's spelled T-R-U-E-M-A-N, they write it without an E.
I did
so
that.
So I have
shit.
To be 100% specific. You bastard.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'll be tweeting you guys later anyway, so you can follow them through that or
yay.
Go to what they said. And on YouTube, the guys are Fratocrats. That's
spell
not Fratocats. That's Crats.
F-R-A-C-T-O. No, Fratocrats. What are you talking
about? You do it.
F-R-A-T-O. Oh, C-R-A-T-S.
Fratocrats. Okay. Yeah. Cool. Lovely stuff. Well, thanks for coming in, guys.